Maximum Benefit Policy Booklet.
Welcome. Hi. Like your pet is part of your family, you're now part of ours. To help you settle in, we're going to share with you some information that you might find interesting. If you're still reading this far, we're off to a good start. Here's the bit we really want you to know. This booklet tells you what you and your pet are covered for, as well as what isn't covered. Please read through it carefully. It should answer any questions you have about your insurance. If you've got any questions, please contact us on 0344 557 0300. Now that's done, let us tell you a bit about who we are. We believe that protecting your pet should be easy and not cost the earth. We also believe that even the smallest act of kindness can make a big difference, which is why we were founded to help ensure that your pet lives a healthy and happy life whilst giving back to animal welfare charities and conservancies. We could go on about the many reasons why you can feel good about choosing Animal Friends, but the key thing to remember is that we're here. We've got you covered, and if you want to know more about what makes us tick, head to our website or social channels and you'll find it all there. Wishing you all the best. Wes Pearson.
How to use this booklet. This booklet tells you everything you need to know about your policy. Along with the document called your schedule, it makes up the agreement between you and us, so make sure you keep it safe. If you need a copy in large print or braille, please let us know. When reading this booklet, please remember the following things. Our policies only cover people that live at a permanent address in the UK. A permanent address would be one that allows you to register to vote or has a permanent residential licence. When we say UK in this booklet, we mean England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, the Isle of Man, Channel Islands, and UK Ministry of Defence bases overseas. This policy is administered by Animal Friends and underwritten by Red Sands Insurance Company Europe Limited. Red Sands pays a commission to Animal Friends to sell insurance on its behalf. When we say we, our, or us in this booklet, we mean Red Sands. Red Sands Insurance Company Europe Limited is registered in Gibraltar, incorporation number 87598. Registered office, Level 3 Ocean Village Business Centre, 23 Ocean Village Promenade, Gibraltar. Red Sands Insurance Company Europe Limited is authorised and regulated by the Gibraltar Financial Services Commission. It is subject to regulation by the Financial Conduct Authority and limited regulation by the Prudential Regulation Authority for businesses underwritten in the UK. Financial Services Register Number 231635. Red Sands Insurance Company Europe Limited is a member of the UK's Financial Services Compensation Scheme and Association of British Insurers. When we say you or your, we mean the person named on the schedule. When we say immediate family, we mean your spouse, sibling, parent, child or stepchild. It also includes civil partners and any other partner that has lived with you permanently for at least 2 years. This policy is governed by English law. All communications will be made in English.
Cover limits. The table below details your cover limit. This is the most we'll pay for each section. You should read this table alongside the rest of this booklet, as there might be some conditions that apply to you. There might also be some amounts you have to pay when you make a claim. For more information, see your schedule and the How This Policy Works section of this booklet. Section A, vet fees. Max value. You're covered up to £1,000 per condition. Max plus. You're covered up to £2,000 per condition. Max extra. You're covered up to £4,000 per condition. This includes up to £500 for complementary treatment and up to £100 for prescribed food to treat bladder stones. This policy also gives you access to the Joy app, where you can check your pet's symptoms and access unlimited free online vet consultations. You'll need to pay in excess for each condition you claim for. Section B, if your pet dies or is put to sleep. We'll pay a percentage of the price you paid for them, depending on their age, up to the following amounts. Max value, you're covered up to £500. Max plus, you're covered up to £750. Max extra, you're covered up to £1,000. Section C, if your pet goes missing or is stolen. We'll pay a percentage of the price you paid for them, depending on their age, up to the following amounts. Max value, you're covered up to £500. Max plus, you're covered up to £750. Max extra, you're covered up to £1,000. We'll also cover up to £200 per policy year for advertising and reward costs. Section D, if you can't look after your pet because you're in hospital. Max value, you're covered up to £500 per policy year. Max plus, you're covered up to £750 per policy year. Max extra, you're covered up to £1,000 per policy year. We'll also pay up to £100 per policy year for a dog walker if nobody can walk them for you while you're in hospital. Section E, if your pet injures someone or damages their property. Max value, you're covered up to £2 million per policy year. Max plus, you're covered up to £2 million per policy year. Max extra, you're covered up to £2 million per policy year. You'll have to pay a £250 excess for property damage claims. Section F, if your pet needs urgent medical care abroad. Max value, you're covered up to £1,500 per policy year. Max plus, you're covered up to £2,000 per policy year. Max extra, you're covered up to £2,000 per policy year. Section G, if you need to cancel or cut short a holiday because your pet needs urgent medical care. Max value, you're covered up to £1,000 per policy year. Max plus, you're covered up to £1,000 per policy year. Max extra, you're covered up to £1,500 per policy year.
Contact details. You can contact Animal Friends for support in the following ways. By phone, 0344 557 0300. Please check our website for opening hours. If you call us from a landline, you'll be charged the standard rate. Calls from mobiles vary depending on your plan. For example, if your plan includes unlimited minutes, your call from a mobile will be free. By email, if you have a general inquiry, you can reach us at info@animalfriends.co.uk. On our website, contact us on live chat, www.animalfriends.co.uk. Or you can complete an inquiry form to contact a specific department, www.animalfriends.co.uk/contact. By post, Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP4 7QA. How this policy works. This booklet details everything your pet is covered for under this policy. Some things aren't covered, so it's important you read through your documents to check you have the cover you need. There's a list of exclusions in the What This Policy Doesn't Cover section. These apply to the whole of your policy. There are also some additional exclusions that only apply to certain sections of cover. You should also check your schedule to see if there are any other exclusions that apply to you personally. You'll find detailed descriptions of your cover for each section under the heading What This Policy Covers. Your policy. You've chosen one of our maximum benefit policies. You can claim up to a set amount for vet fees for each condition your pet might have. For example, if you have our max value policy, your limit for each condition will be £1,000. You can claim for as many conditions as you need to, as long as you stay within the limit for each condition. At the renewal after the condition started, we'll add an exclusion to your policy. However, you can carry on claiming for the condition if you haven't already reached your limit. Once you reach the limit for a condition, that condition won't be covered again. Any exclusions we add to your policy will be for the condition or related to the condition that you claimed for. Full details of any exclusions will be shown on your schedule. When we say condition, we mean any injury or illness with a single cause or diagnosis. For example, if your pet has an accident, we'll class any injuries they suffer as one condition.
even if they're in different parts of the body. Likewise, if your pet has symptoms of a condition that later appears in a different part of the body, we'll class it as one condition. The condition limit in your schedule is the most we'll pay for any one condition. Every time you make a claim for a new condition, you'll need to pay an excess to help cover the cost of treatment. For more information on excesses, see the Your Excess section. You can find out how much excess you'll need to pay in your schedule. When this policy starts and ends. Your policy starts from the day you chose it to, but there's a waiting period before you can start making some kinds of claims. We don't cover accidents or injuries that happen within the first 2 days of your policy start date. For example, if your cover starts on the 1st, you won't be covered for any accidents or injuries that happen before the 3rd. For illnesses, we don't cover any that first show signs or symptoms within the first 14 days. So if your cover starts on the 1st, you won't be covered for any illnesses that first show signs or symptoms before the 15th. This 14-day waiting period also applies to all claims involving cruciate ligaments, including those caused by accidents. A condition starts from the date the accident happened, or the illness first showed any signs or symptoms, not the date that you take your pet to the vet. So even if you wait until after the waiting period to get your pet treated, you still won't be covered. Several things might end this policy. For example, if either of us decide not to renew your policy for any reason. It will end if your pet dies, is lost, or is stolen. You may also decide to cancel your policy. We can cancel it too. For example, if you don't pay your premium. For more information about cancelling your policy, see the Cancelling Your Policy section. Changing your level of cover. If you want to change your level of cover, you should get in touch with us. If your pet already has a condition and you change to a policy with a higher limit, we'll cover valid claims for this condition at your previous lower limit. This is true even if you haven't yet made a claim or if you notice something was wrong and the pet hasn't been to the vet. You'll be able to make claims at the higher limit for a new condition after 14 days and for new accidents after 2 days. You'll still be able to make any claims for new and existing conditions within this 14-day period, but at your current lower limit. You'll also be able to make claims for new and existing accidents within the 2-day waiting period, but also at your current lower limit. If you change to a policy with a lower limit, cover for new conditions and accidents will start straight away. Your new policy limit will apply to all new and existing claims. Pre-existing conditions. Pre-existing conditions aren't covered by this policy. We consider a condition to be pre-existing if it was first noticed before your policy start date or within the waiting period, whether they needed treatment previously or not. If you noticed something was wrong with your pet before you took out the policy, it could be a sign of a pre-existing condition. This is true even if you decided not to take them to the vet. For example, if your dog was limping before the policy started and your vet later confirmed this was due to arthritis, we'd consider this a pre-existing condition. Remember, there is a waiting period at the start of this policy. The waiting period is 14 days for illness and 2 days for accidents. If a condition is first noticed or an accident happens in the waiting period, these will be considered to be pre-existing conditions as well. Any injuries caused by accident or illness your pet had before you took out this policy will also be considered pre-existing conditions. This includes any complications or conditions that later appear because of the illness or accident. Conditions that affect both sides of the body. A condition or illness which affects a body part that your pet has one of, on either side of their body, is called a bilateral condition. A bilateral condition means that treatment for both sides of the body will be covered under the same vet fee limit. This could include treatment for parts of the body such as elbows, hips, and cruciate ligaments. For example, your pet may need treatment for an injury to the left cruciate ligament, which costs £500. If you have our max value policy, which has a £1,000 limit, there would be £500 left for treatment if your pet then injured their right cruciate ligament. This is because we'd class these as one condition. If the condition on the opposite side of the body was first noticed before the policy start date, or within the waiting period, will consider this a pre-existing condition. Pre-existing conditions are not covered by this policy. For example, if the damage to the left cruciate ligament is pre-existing, you won't be covered if they later damage their right cruciate ligament. Amounts you might have to pay. Your premium. The premium is the amount you pay us so we can provide you with insurance for your pet. You can decide to pay one amount annually or in monthly instalments. You must make sure to keep up with all your payments. If you don't, we won't be able to cover you if you want to make a claim. Your excess. The excess is an amount you'll need to pay when you make a claim. Different sections of the policy have different excesses. Check your schedule to find out which apply to you. Vet fees excess. You'll need to pay one vet fees excess for each condition that you claim for. If your pet becomes ill with a new condition and you start a new claim, you'll need to pay the excess. If they need more treatment for the same condition in the same policy year, we'll treat this under the same claim. You won't need to pay the excess again for that condition. For examples of how an excess can be applied to your policy, please see the Frequently Asked Questions section on our website. Sharing the cost of the vet bill. As your pet gets older, you'll also have to start paying a percentage of the vet fees when you make a claim. This is because older pets may be more likely to get injured or become ill. This is known as a co-payment. We start applying the co-payment at 8 years old for dogs and 10 years old for cats. We'll automatically apply the co-payment on the first renewal after your pet's birthday. For example, if your dog turns 8 in January and the policy renews in July, we'll apply the co-payment after the July renewal. Check your schedule to see if a co-payment applies to your policy. The co-payment applies to everything you might claim for under Section A, vet fees. This includes the cost of repeat medication. Looking after your pet and keeping them safe. It's important you look after your pet's health. If there is something wrong with your pet's health, you should arrange for a vet to examine and treat your pet as soon as possible. If you delay getting treatment for your pet and your pet's condition is made worse because of this, we won't be able to pay your claim. You must follow any advice given to you by a vet and arrange and pay for treatment to help lower the risk of injury or illness. If they need treatment, you need to make sure your vet is a current member of the Royal College of Vet Surgeons. You can check your vet details here. https://findavet.rcvs.org.uk/find-a-vet-surgeon. If they're not, you won't be covered. This policy is designed to cover you for things that happen to your pet that couldn't have been prevented or predicted. You must follow advice given to you by your vet, trainers, and the authorities. For example, if the police or a vet tell you to muzzle your dog, you must do this to keep them and others safe. If you don't, you won't be covered. Your pet's health. It's really important you vaccinate your pet to protect them from harmful diseases. If you have a dog, you must make sure they're vaccinated against distemper, hepatitis, leptospirosis, parvovirus, and kennel cough. If you have a cat, you must make sure they're vaccinated against feline infectious enteritis, feline leukemia, and cat flu. If a vet recommends any other vaccinations, you must agree to those as well. It's important all your pet's vaccinations are kept up to date. We won't cover claims for diseases or illnesses that could have been prevented by a vaccine. You must also regularly worm your pet by following an anti-worming program and product that's been recommended or prescribed by a vet. We don't cover herbal worming products or any complications that result from using them. Renewing your policy. If you pay monthly or pay annually and have opted into auto-renewal, you won't need to do anything. Your policy will automatically renew for another year. If you paid upfront for a year and haven't opted for auto-renewal, you'll need to make a payment for your cover to continue. You can make a payment in your online account or get in touch with us to renew for another year on 0344 557 0300. Animal Friends will send your renewal documents approximately 3 weeks before your policy is due to end. You should read these documents carefully. We might change some of your terms or the price you pay, so you'll need to check you still have the cover you need. Several things affect the price you pay when you renew. These can include your pet's age, where you live, previous claims, and the cost of vet fees in your area. Giving us the facts. If you make a mistake, if you give us wrong information by mistake, you might not be able to make a claim, or we might need to void your policy. For example, if we receive veterinary evidence that your pet is a banned breed, we'll act like your policy never existed. We'll give you back any premiums you've paid in this policy year, minus the amount we've paid for your claims. We might need to apply exclusions or change your cover, the premiums you pay, or the terms of this policy. If you need to make a change to this policy, see the Making Changes to This Policy section. If you give us wrong information on purpose, it's really important you give us accurate information at all times. If you deliberately exaggerate a claim, mislead us, or don't tell us the truth, this is fraud. We won't pay your claim or give you back any premiums you've paid. We'll cancel all policies you have with us, and we won't cover you again in the future. In some cases, we will need to tell the police or other authorities and insurance companies. If we've paid a claim where you did not tell us the truth, we'll cancel your policy from the date you gave us the false information. We may ask you to pay us back for any claims we've paid since that date. Keeping up to date with your payments. It's important you keep up to date with your premium. If you're struggling with your payments, please get in touch and let us know. We won't be able to cover claims if you have any unpaid premiums. How to make a claim. We understand making a claim can be a stressful time. That's why we've made it as easy as possible for you. We are able to pay your vet directly when you claim. However, if your vet would rather you pay for the claim, you will need to pay your vet first and then submit your claim to us. If we accept your claim, we will pay you directly. You can make a claim with us in the following ways. Online through your vet. The quickest and easiest way to make a claim is through your vet, if they have access to the Animal Friends online claim system portal. If they do, they can make a claim directly, so you won't need to fill in any forms. Your vet can track your claim this way as well. Your vet must send us a new claim for each section of this policy that you wish to claim for. If they don't, we won't be able to pay your full claim. For example, if you want to claim for Section A and Section B, you must send us a separate claim for each section, using a claim form. If your vet doesn't have portal, you'll both need to fill out a claim form and send it back so we can process your claim. Claim forms are available for all policy benefits, for repeat medication, and for pre-authorizations. You can download claim forms from www.animalfriends.co.uk/existing-customers/make-claim/. Or give us a call on 0344 557 0300 and we'll send you one in the post. Sending your claim form. Once you and your vet have completed the claim form, you can send it by email to claimform@animalfriends.co.uk. If you prefer, you can post the claim form to this address. Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP47QA. We'll need a copy of your pet's full veterinary history to review any claim. The vet who treated your pet should provide the notes they have. We may also need to request additional information, for example, referral reports. We may contact any vet or professional involved with treating your pet, or any individual that may be involved with this claim. If your pet has been treated by any other vets in the past, we'll ask you to contact them to ask for your pet's full veterinary history. To make sure we handle your claim quickly, please send all claim forms as soon as possible after your pet receives treatment. You must send us a new claim form for each section of this policy that you wish to claim for. If you don't, we won't be able to pay your full claim. For example, If you want to claim for Section A and Section B, you must send us a separate claim form for each section. Sometimes, we may need to contact you and ask for extra information. This helps us when reviewing your claim to determine whether or not we can pay your claim. Through your online account. If you need to claim for repeat medication for your pet, you can do this through your online account. You can register or log in to your online account through the My Account button on our webpage. If your pet injures someone or damages their property. If something happens that could lead to a claim because your pet injured someone or damaged someone's property, you must let Animal Friends know straight away. You can do this by phoning 0344 557 0300 or emailing publicliability@animalfriends.co.uk. For more information on these claims, see Section E if your pet injures someone or damages their property. Checking if treatment is covered before it goes ahead. You can check if treatment will be covered before agreeing to it. The quickest way to do this is to ask your vet to check through the Animal Friends online claim system, Portal. If your vet doesn't use Portal, they will need to complete and return the pet pre-authorization form from our website. Send all completed claim forms to claimform@animalfriends.co.uk. including pre-authorization in the subject of your email, or you can post the claim form to us. If you are unable to access the forms on our website, please call us to request a copy of the form. We aim to process pre-authorizations within 1 working hour. This process may take longer if we have not received all the required information to assess the pre-authorization. If we receive additional information when you send us your claim, which would have meant the pre-authorization wouldn't have been approved, we may have to change our original decision. If there's any other insurance policy that might cover an incident or claim, the other insurer must be told, and you must let us know their details. We don't cover anything that's insured under any other policy.
What this policy covers? Section A, vet fees. What's covered? If your pet needs medical care. If your pet becomes ill or gets injured, we'll cover vet fees up to the amount shown in your schedule. Make sure you keep your receipts and invoices safe, as you'll need to show them to us when you make a claim. This section only covers vet fees in the UK. If your pet needs medical care for new accidents and conditions while on holiday in the EU, you'll need to claim under Section F. Section A would also cover claims if a condition started in the UK and then needed further treatment while on holiday in the EU. Every year, we use our claims information to review the prices charged by vets for some of the items most commonly claimed for. We use this information to set a maximum amount we will pay for these claims. Any changes to these amounts will only affect your policy from your renewal. You can see a list of these items in the Important Information on Vet Fee Claims Limits document in your Welcome or Renewal pack. Sometimes, people choose to buy medication from a pharmacy or online instead of from their vet. If you do this, we'll cover some of the cost of your vet writing the prescription, as well as the medication. We'll only cover house calls, out-of-hours fees, emergency fees, or hospital costs if your vet says your pet needs to be seen straight away. If you're worried about your pet's condition, you can check their symptoms with the Joy app. It's available 24/7, 365 days a year. So you'll be able to use it when your vet is closed. It connects you with qualified vets and registered vet nurses to help diagnose the problem without paying an out-of-hours fee. If you think your pet's condition is urgent or life-threatening, please contact your usual vet straight away. For more information, see www.animalfriends.co.uk/joy. If your pet develops a condition in one part of their body that they've previously had in another part of their body, we'll class it as one condition. This is called a bilateral condition, and both cases will be covered under the same vet fees limit. For more information about bilateral conditions, please see the conditions that affect both sides of the body section. Complementary treatment. We'll pay up to £500 for complementary treatments, as long as they're recommended by a vet. The £500 limit counts towards your vet fees limit for each condition. Some of the complementary treatments we cover include physiotherapy, osteopathy, and laser therapy. We'll only cover complementary treatments that are performed by a qualified specialist. For a full list of treatments and specialists we cover, see www.animalfriends.co.uk/therapy. Tests needed to diagnose a condition. We'll pay for tests when they're needed to investigate or diagnose a condition covered by this policy, such as X-rays, ultrasounds, and MRI and CT scans. We don't cover routine, elective, or preventative tests. For example, a blood test carried out before performing surgery. If your pet is put to sleep, we'll cover the cost of putting your pet to sleep if they die as a result of something covered by this policy. We'll only do this if it's needed to prevent suffering. This must be confirmed in your vet's notes. The amount we'll pay up to is shown in the important information on vet fee claims limits document in your welcome or renewal pack. This counts towards your overall vet fees limit. Prescription food to treat bladder stones. We'll cover the cost of food up to £100 as long as it's been prescribed by a vet to treat bladder stones. The bladder stones must have been diagnosed by a vet, and this £100 limit counts towards your overall vet fees limit. What's not covered? Claims at the beginning of your policy. We don't cover any accident or injury that happens within the first 2 days of your policy start date, or any illness that starts within the first 14 days. We also don't cover any cruciate ligament conditions or injuries that start within the first 14 days. Conditions we don't cover. Pre-existing conditions aren't covered by this policy. We consider a condition to be pre-existing if it was first noticed before your policy start date or within the waiting period, whether they needed treatment previously or not. For more information about pre-existing conditions, see the pre-existing conditions section. We won't cover claims for diseases or illnesses that could have been prevented by a vaccine. We don't cover retained testes, sexually transmitted diseases, rabies, or Jeschke's disease, or leishmaniasis. Likewise, we aren't able to cover epidemics or notifiable diseases. These are diseases listed by the government. If your pet has one of these diseases, you need to tell the authorities straight away. For a full list of notifiable diseases, go to the www.gov.uk site and search for notifiable diseases. Tests and treatments we don't cover. Treatment if your dog is injured by a moving vehicle. We won't cover treatment if your dog is injured by a moving vehicle and they weren't on a lead with a collar or harness. This includes anywhere there could have been moving vehicles. For example, on a driveway, in car parks, or next to roads, including those from private lands. This is particularly important when getting your dog in or out of a vehicle anywhere near a road. If you need to claim because of a road traffic accident, we will ask you for an explanation of what happened. You must give us a full and true explanation, as this will be used when we make a decision about your claim. Treatment if your pet is injured whilst travelling in a moving vehicle. We won't pay any claims if your pet was injured whilst travelling in a vehicle if you did not use a lead, harness, cage, or crate to restrain them. Treatment if your dog is injured because it escapes. If your dog escapes and is injured, you won't be covered if you didn't take reasonable precautions to make your home, garden, and other places your dog visits secure. For example, if your garden isn't securely fenced or you didn't close the gate to your garden. If you can't make the area secure, you should keep the dog safe by keeping them on a lead. We won't pay claims if you don't. You should take reasonable precautions to stop your dog from escaping when opening doors and windows. We won't be able to pay claims if you don't. If your dog is injured because they escape, we will ask you for an explanation of what happened. You must give us a full and true explanation, as this will be used when we make a decision about your claim. Other tests and treatments we don't cover. We don't cover routine, elective, or preventative tests, for example, a blood test carried out before performing surgery. If a test shows your pet is suffering from a condition not covered by this policy, we won't cover the cost of the test. We don't cover any routine, preventative, elective, or cosmetic treatment, even when it's recommended by a vet to prevent an illness or injury. For example, this includes the cost of grooming, vaccinations, neutering, or flea/worm treatment. We also don't cover any complications that arise from these treatments unless it's a flea or worm treatment that has been recommended or prescribed by a vet. We don't cover costs resulting from not having routine, preventative, elective or cosmetic treatment recommended by vets to prevent an injury or illness. We also don't cover the cost of any training, treatment or therapy for behavioural issues. You won't be covered for any treatment as a result of breeding, pregnancy or giving birth, including the cost of emergency C-sections. We don't cover stem cell or gene therapy. We also don't cover any form of transplant, including organ transplants, platelet-rich plasma, PRP, and osteochondral autograft transfer system, OATS, or any complications that result from these. We don't cover any claims for prosthetic limbs. This includes the cost of the prosthetic, consultations and procedures, or any complications or rehabilitation that your pet might need afterwards. We don't cover claims caused by your pet being a blood donor, including any complications that appear as a result. We won't cover any dental or gum treatments or conditions, including epulee, or complications which are caused by or related to any dental illness. This includes the cost of any tests that lead to a dental or gum problem being diagnosed. We won't cover claims if you or your immediate family deliberately harm your pet. You should arrange for a vet to examine and treat your pet as soon as possible. If you delay getting treatment for your pet and your pet's condition is made worse because of this, we won't be able to pay your claim. Other things we don't cover. We don't cover the cost of transporting your pet to another vet or hospital for treatment. We also don't cover the cost of an ambulance. We don't cover pet bedding and blankets, including incontinence sheets or kennel liners, even if they've been recommended by a vet. We'll cover the cost of one Buster collar for every condition your pet has, but any additional Buster collars won't be covered. We won't cover any other items used to stop your pet from causing themselves more harm. This includes Mickey boots and pet t-shirts. We also don't cover leads or harnesses. Food costs aren't covered unless the food is prescribed by your vet to treat bladder stones. We don't cover pet pill givers, cat putty or gelatin capsules. We don't cover any admin fees your vet may charge, including the cost of any postage or packaging. This includes fees for filling in any form, giving us information about your pet's medical history, or referring them to another vet. This also includes any cost a vet may charge to prepare or supply medication. This is sometimes called a dispensing fee. We also won't cover any fees your vet charges to admit or release your pet from hospital. We will pay towards the cost of keeping the pet in hospital. We won't cover any cremation or burial costs if your pet dies or is put to sleep. This includes the cost of coffins and caskets.
Section B. If your pet dies or is put to sleep. What's covered? If your pet dies or is put to sleep, we may be able to cover some of what you paid for them. You should read this section to understand when you're able to make a claim. The amount we'll pay depends on several things, including the way that your pet died, how old they were when they died, and how much you paid for them. We realise it can be a difficult time when your pet dies, so we'll try to handle your claim as fast as we can. To help us do this, please tell us and your vet as soon as possible. We'll ask your vet for your pet's records so we can confirm how and when your pet died. This information will help us take care of your policy cancellation and handle any claim faster. When your pet dies, we'll cover a percentage of the price you paid for them, up to the amount shown in your schedule. If you have a dog over 8 years and 1 day, or a cat over 10 years and 1 day, we'll only cover deaths as a result of accidents. These percentages are listed in full below. If you have a dog, we'll pay. If they're less than 1 year old, 100%. 1 year and 1 day to 3 years old, 75%. 3 years and 1 day to 5 years old, 50%. 5 years and 1 day to 8 years old, 35%. Over 8 years and 1 day old, for accidents only, 25%. If you have a cat, we'll pay. If they're less than 1 year old, 100%. 1 year and 1 day to 3 years old, 75%. 3 years and 1 day to 5 years old, 50%. 5 years and 1 day to 10 years old, 35%. Over 10 years and 1 day old, for accidents only, 25%. If we make a payment using this scale, the least we'll pay is £50 for a cat and £100 for a dog. If you paid less than this for your pet, we'll give you whatever you paid for them. If you didn't pay anything for your pet, you won't be covered under this section. This is because the amounts we pay are based on the amount you paid for them. If you paid nothing for your pet, we won't charge you for this section of cover. We will need to see a proof of purchase for your pet to prove how much you paid for them, so make sure to keep it safe. You can store your receipts digitally in your online account. If your pet dies suddenly, we may ask for a postmortem to find the cause of death. If we decide a postmortem is needed, we'll pay for it. If we pay a claim under this section, we'll cancel your policy from the date your pet dies or is put to sleep. If you pay annually, you might also be due a refund. For more information about refunds, see the cancelling your policy section. If we pay a claim under this section, you can't make a claim under Section C. What's not covered? We don't cover any deaths caused by your pet's behavioural problems or anything not covered in Section A. Pets you didn't pay for. You won't be covered under this section at all if you didn't pay anything for your pet. Claims at the beginning of your policy. If your pet dies or has an accident they later die from within the first 2 days of your policy, we won't cover your claim. We also won't cover you if your pet gets an illness within the first 14 days of your policy and dies as a result. Other times we won't cover a claim for your pet's death. We won't cover claims if your pet needs to be put to sleep because of their behaviour or your own financial situation. We also won't cover claims if the death could have been prevented by any routine preventative or elective treatment that you didn't carry out. You won't be covered if your pet dies as a result of breeding, pregnancy, or birth.
Section C, if your pet goes missing or is stolen. If we pay a claim under this section, you can't make a claim under Section B. This doesn't include claims for advertising or reward where your pet is found within 45 days. What's covered? We'll cover some of the cost of finding your pet if they're stolen or go missing. For example, we'll cover the cost of advertising and a reward up to the amount shown in your schedule. We'll only do this if they were under the control of you, a member of your immediate family, or someone that you asked to walk your pet. As soon as you realise your pet has gone missing, you should try to find them. If you have a dog, you must report their loss to the microchip company and your vet. If you have a cat, you must report them missing to at least one local rescue centre and your vet. If you don't, we won't be able to cover your claim. If you're not able to find them within 48 hours of them going missing, you can contact us to make a claim for advertising and a reward. If someone finds your pet, you'll need to give us their details and how much reward you offered before we can pay the claim. If you can't find your pet, within 45 days, we'll cover some of the cost you paid for them. The amount we'll pay depends on how much you paid for them and how old they were when they went missing. We'll cover a percentage of the price you paid for them up to the amount shown in your schedule. These percentages are listed in full below. If you have a dog, we'll pay. If they're less than 1 year old, 100%. 1 year and 1 day to 3 years old, 75%. 3 years and 1 day to 5 years old, 50%. 5 years and 1 day to 8 years old, 35%. Over 8 years and 1 day old, 25%. If you have a cat, we'll pay. If they're less than 1 year old, 100%. 1 year and 1 day to 3 years old, 75%. 3 years and 1 day to 5 years old, 50%. 5 years and 1 day to 10 years old, 35%. Over 10 years and 1 day old, 25%. If we make a payment using this scale, the least we'll pay is £50 for a cat and £100 for a dog. If you paid less than this for your pet, we'll give you whatever you paid for them. If you didn't pay anything for your pet, you won't be covered if you can't find them. However, you'll still be able to make a claim for advertising and reward. We will need to see a proof of purchase for your pet to prove how much you paid for them, so make sure to keep it safe. You can store your receipts digitally in your online account. If we pay a claim because your pet is lost for more than 45 days, we'll cancel your policy from the date we pay. If you pay annually, you might also be due a refund. For more information about refunds, see the Cancelling Your Policy section. If your pet is later found, you must pay us back the full amount we gave you. What's not covered? If your pet gets lost at the beginning of your policy, we won't pay any claims under this section if your pet is lost within the first 14 days of your policy. If your pet gets lost because it escapes, you won't be covered if you haven't taken reasonable precautions to make sure your home, garden, and any other places your pet visits are secure. For example, your garden should be securely fenced and any gates should be closed. If you have a dog and you can't make the area secure, you should keep them on a lead to stop them escaping. We won't pay claims if you don't. You should take reasonable precautions to stop your pet from escaping when opening doors and windows. We won't be able to pay claims if you don't. If your pet is lost because they escape, we'll ask you for an explanation of what happened. You must give us a full and true explanation, as this will be used when we make a decision about your claim. Rewards we don't cover. We won't cover any rewards given to anyone you know personally. For example, a member of your immediate family, a friend, or someone that works for you. Pets you didn't pay for. If you didn't pay anything for your pet, we'll only cover the cost of advertising and a reward under this section. If you abandoned your pet, we won't cover claims if you deliberately abandoned your pet. If your pet isn't microchipped, you must make sure your pet is microchipped in line with UK law and that the information on it is kept up to date. We won't be able to cover your claim otherwise. If your pet is lost or stolen while being looked after by someone you pay, we won't pay any claims for pets which are lost or stolen while they are being walked by someone you pay to walk or mind them.
Section D. If you can't look after your pet because you're in hospital, what's covered? There may be times when you unexpectedly won't be able to look after your pet because you need to stay in hospital for emergency care. If this happens, we'll pay towards putting your pet in a cattery or kennel, or the cost of a licensed pet minder. For dogs, we'll also help towards the cost of using a professional dog walker. Either way, you'll be covered up to the amount shown in your schedule. We'll only pay claims under this section if you were in hospital in the UK for more than 4 days in a row. We'll cover costs to look after your pet from the first day of your stay. Remember to keep hold of your receipts from the dog walker or minders, cattery or kennel, as we'll need them to handle your claim. We'll also need some information about your stay in hospital, such as the date you arrived, the date you left, and the reason for your stay. This may also include some sensitive information about, for example, your health, that we may need to handle your claim. We'll always keep this information safely and securely and follow all relevant data protection laws. We'll only cover hospital stays in the UK that have been advised by a doctor, specialist, or consultant. What's not covered? We won't cover repeat stays in a hospital because of a long-term condition. We won't cover you if you have a planned stay in hospital, such as for a routine operation or to have a baby. We won't cover claims if you stay in a nursing home. We won't cover stays in any unlicensed catteries or kennels or the cost of any unlicensed pet minders or walkers.
Section E. If your pet injures someone or damages their property, what's covered? There may be a time when someone holds you responsible for an incident involving your pet. For example, your pet's action might result in someone being killed, getting injured, or having their property damaged. If someone makes a legal claim against you due to an incident involving your pet, we'll cover your legal costs. If we're settling a legal claim, we'll also pay compensation and legal costs for the person making the claim. The most we'll pay per year is shown in your schedule. We'll only cover incidents that happen in the UK or on UK Ministry of Defence bases overseas. We'll only cover incidents in military bases that happen in the residential areas. You must let us know straight away if an incident happens or if someone makes a legal claim against you. If you don't, and this affects our ability to handle the claim, we won't be able to help. You must also give us any other information we ask for and let us handle the claim. You must not admit responsibility for any incident or negotiate or agree to pay for anything. If you're sent any legal documents, don't reply to them. Instead, send them to us straight away. You may also need to give us written statements and go to court. You must follow advice given to you about your pet's behaviour by their past owners, rehoming or rescue centre staff, vets, behaviour specialists, trainers, or the authorities. If you don't follow their advice and that leads to a legal claim, we won't be able to cover the claim. If an incident was caused by your pet's behavioural problems, you're covered unless they've shown the same problem in the past. For example, if they have injured or bitten someone. If we pay a claim under this section. If we pay a claim under this section for an incident caused by your pet being aggressive, we won't cover any future claims that result from your pet's aggression. If someone else is responsible for covering the cost of a claim, we may take legal action on your behalf to get those costs back. We'll pay for any action we take on your behalf. If you need advice about this section, if something happens that could lead to a liability claim, you must let Animal Friends know straight away. You can do this by phoning 0344 557 0300 or emailing publicliability@animalfriends.co.uk. What's not covered? Claims involving people you know. We won't cover claims made against you by a member of your immediate family or anyone who lives with you or works for you. We won't cover claims if you, a member of your immediate family, or anyone who lives with you or works for you is responsible for the damaged property. We won't cover claims made by or against any professionals or businesses who are being paid to provide services for your pet. This includes businesses such as dog walking or grooming services, catteries or kennels. For example, we won't cover a claim if a dog walking service was responsible for your dog and your dog injured someone or damaged their property. Claims involving your work or business. You won't be covered if something happens at your workplace or involves your business. You also won't be covered if something happens at the workplace or business of anyone who lives with you. A workplace means anywhere that you or someone who lives with you is working, even if this place isn't fixed, or you or they are working from home. We'll only class your home as a workplace when people you don't normally live with are there for work or business. For example, colleagues, customers, suppliers, or delivery drivers. We won't cover incidents that happen on military bases unless they happen in the residential areas of the base. Claims involving other animals. We won't cover claims caused by your pet worrying, chasing, attacking, or injuring livestock. We won't cover vet fees for any animal that's injured or killed by your pet. Other things we don't cover. We won't pay any claims for injury or damage if you didn't take reasonable precautions, including in response to your dog's behaviour, to prevent the injury or damage. For example, if you recognise your dog's behaviour is likely to cause an accident or injure a person and you didn't try to prevent the incident. We also won't cover any claims which could have been prevented by following the advice of a vet, animal professional, or the authorities to manage your dog's behaviour. For example, we won't cover you if you didn't use a muzzle on your dog when you've been told to use one. We won't cover any claims for accidents or injuries which happen because your dog wasn't kept on a lead with a collar or harness anywhere near moving vehicles. This includes anywhere there could be moving vehicles, for example, on a driveway, in car parks, or next to roads, including those on private land. We won't cover claims if an incident happens as a result of someone handling your pet without your permission. We won't cover incidents of your pet straying or escaping if they've been involved in a similar incident before. We won't cover any claims if your pet has shown aggressive tendencies or bitten or attacked a person or damaged property before. We won't cover a claim against you if you signed another contract which makes you legally responsible. For example, if you've signed a contract with your landlord making you responsible for damage to your landlord's property. We won't cover claims if you're fined, charged, or prosecuted in a criminal court. We also won't cover civil claims heard by a magistrate's court. We won't cover claims if you refuse to help us or do anything else that negatively affects our ability to handle the case in any way. We won't cover the cost of damage caused by your pet being sick, defecating, or urinating.
Section F. If your pet needs urgent medical care abroad. What's covered? We'll cover the cost of urgent medical care if your pet gets ill or injured and needs immediate treatment while you're on holiday in the EU. We'll only cover claims for holidays that start after you take out the policy. The accident needs to have happened or the illness needs to have first shown signs or symptoms while you were on holiday. If the accident happens or the illness develops before or after your holiday, you might be able to claim under the vet fees section of your policy. For more information, see Section A, Vet Fees. If you're worried about your pet's condition when you're on holiday, you can check their symptoms with the Joy app. It's available 24/7, 365 days a year. It connects you with qualified vets and registered vet nurses to help diagnose the problem without paying an out-of-hours fee. The app gives the most accurate advice when you're with your pet, so you can show the vet your pet's visible symptoms and condition with your smartphone. For more information, see www.animalfriends.co.uk/joy. Remember, the cost of using the internet can be much higher when you're abroad. We won't cover the cost of any roaming or call charges you might need to pay for using Joy abroad. We'll only cover a total of 90 days of holiday per policy year. We'll pay your claim based on the currency exchange rate at the time. We'll only be able to review claims for treatment where the invoices and medical records are translated into English. We also won't cover any fees your vet may charge to provide this. We're only able to cover you if you're travelling to countries in the EU. For more information on the rules around taking pets to EU countries, go to www.gov.uk and search for Taking Your Pet Abroad. You must follow all of these rules. We won't pay your claim if you don't. Make sure to check if the country you're travelling to has any other specific requirements before you travel. What's not covered? We won't cover anything not covered in Section A. We won't be able to cover extra costs that result from you not following the rules on the www.gov.uk website at the time of your trip. This includes any that may replace them in the future. We also won't cover the costs that could have been avoided by checking the rules more carefully. You won't be covered if you made the trip specifically to get treatment for your pet. We won't cover the cost of taking your pet's body home if they die on holiday. We won't cover costs if your pet is confiscated or detained by customs or any other authorities.
Section G. If you need to cancel or cut short a holiday because your pet needs urgent medical care. What's covered? We'll cover costs up to the amount in your schedule if you have to cancel or cut short a holiday because your pet needs urgent treatment in the UK. We'll only pay claims if your holiday was booked more than 28 days before you were due to leave and if you aren't able to get a refund. If you need to cancel your holiday, you're covered as long as you don't cancel more than 14 days before you were due to leave. Remember to keep the receipts for your holiday safe, as we'll need them to handle your claim. They must include the travel dates and how much it cost you to cancel or cut short your holiday. You must tell any travel and transport companies you booked your trip through that you need to cancel or cut short your holiday. We won't cover extra costs that could have been avoided if you told them of your change of plan straight away or if you're able to get a refund. What's not covered? This policy is for you and your pet, so we won't cover costs for anyone else that might be on holiday with you. We won't cover the cost of your journey home if your pet dies before you arrange travel.
What this policy doesn't cover. There are some things we won't cover under any part of this policy. We've listed these below. Claims at the beginning of your policy. We don't cover any accident or injury that happens within the first 2 days of your policy start date, or any illness within the first 14 days. We also don't cover any claims involving cruciate ligaments for the first 14 days. If your pet dies or has an accident they later die from within the first 2 days of your policy, we won't cover your claim. We also won't cover you if your pet gets an illness within the first 14 days of your policy and dies as a result. We also won't cover claims that result from your pet going missing in the first 14 days of your policy. Pre-existing conditions. Pre-existing conditions aren't covered by this policy. We consider a condition to be pre-existing if it was first noticed before your policy start date or within the waiting period, whether they needed treatment previously or not. For more information about pre-existing conditions, see the Pre-existing Conditions section. Pandemics. We won't cover any claims that result from any pandemic. We also won't cover things that happen as a result of a threat or fear of a pandemic. This includes anything that's done to control it. For example, if the authorities order everyone to quarantine their dogs. We also won't cover claims resulting from any disease passed from animals to humans. Pets that aren't covered. We don't cover puppies or kittens younger than 4 weeks old. We don't cover any pets used as or trained to be anything other than domestic or household pets. This includes using them for the mating and production of animals, breeding, hunting or shooting of any kind. We don't cover any dog breeds or types, including dogs crossed or mixed with these, that have been banned by the government. These currently are Pit Bull Terrier, Japanese Tosa or the Tosa Inus, Dogo Argentino, also referred to as the Argentine Dogo and Argentinian Mastiff, Fila Brasileiro. There are also some other breeds, including pets crossed or mixed with those breeds, that we don't cover. You can check the full list at www.animalfriends.co.uk/AFI-FAQs/policies/what-breeds-are-excluded. Or give us a call on 0344 557 0300. We may need to cancel your policy if we receive veterinary evidence that your pet has been crossed or mixed with any of these breeds. This is true even if you didn't know your pet was crossed or mixed with a banned or excluded breed. We'll ask you to provide us with a DNA test result for your pet. You are responsible for any costs for the DNA test. We won't be able to review your claim or any future claims until we receive the result of the DNA test. If you refuse to provide us with a DNA test result after we've asked you to provide one, we'll void your policy straight away. If we haven't paid a claim in this policy year, we'll give you back any premiums you've paid in this policy year. If we've paid a claim in this policy year, we'll give you back any premiums you've paid in this policy year minus the amount we've paid for your claims. If your pet is an excluded breed. If your pet's DNA test result shows that they have 50% or less of an excluded breed, we'll continue covering your pet. If your pet's DNA test result shows that they have more than 50% of an excluded breed, we'll void your policy and give you back any premiums you've paid. If we've already paid a claim in this policy year, we'll continue cover for the remainder of the policy year, but we won't renew your policy. If your pet is a banned breed. If your pet is mixed with any dog type listed on the Dangerous Dogs Act, we'll void your policy and give you back any premiums you've paid. We'll do this no matter what percentage of the banned breed your dog's DNA test results show. If we've paid any claims in this policy year, we'll give you back any premiums you've paid in this policy year, minus the amount we've paid for your claims. Crime. We won't cover claims that result from you breaking the law. This covers law and regulation from both central and local government, and both present and future. Likewise, we won't cover claims that are fraudulent. It's important you always tell us the truth. We also won't pay for claims for any fines or penalties that you're responsible for. Wars, riots, and terrorism. We won't pay claims for anything caused by acts of terrorism. We also won't cover claims relating to war, riots, or revolution. Other things we don't cover. We won't cover any claims caused by any aircraft, such as planes, helicopters, hot air balloons, or drones. We won't cover claims caused by radiation or contamination from any nuclear explosions or fallout. We don't cover anything that's insured under other insurance policies. This could include travel insurance or insurance that covers licensed pet minders or professional dog walkers. We don't cover any fees or interest you might be charged by credit cards, loans, or other finance plans. We won't provide cover if you don't live at a permanent address in the UK. A permanent address would be one that allows you to register to vote or has a permanent residential license. making changes to this policy. It's important you tell animal friends if your circumstances change, as this might affect your cover. If any of the following things change, let us know straight away by calling 0344 557 0300. Changes that can affect the price of your policy. You or your pet move to a new home. The pet's owner changes. We use your address when we work out your premium. If you move to a new home, your premium may go up or down. We will contact you to confirm the changes to the terms or price of your policy. You have the right to continue with your cover, or you can cancel your policy. If you cancel your policy after making a change, and we haven't paid a claim for this policy year, please see the Cancelling Your Policy section. If you cancel, and we've paid a claim for this policy year, you'll still need to pay the premium for the full year of insurance. We'll ask you to pay any remaining amount from your full year's premium. See below for more information on how we work out these charges. If the change you made lowered your premium, the premium you will need to pay will be your new, lower premium. If the change you made increased your premium, if you claimed for something that took place before you changed your policy, you'll need to pay your original, lower premium. If you claim for something that took place after you changed your policy, you'll need to pay your new, higher premium. Changes that we'll need to consider, as they may affect your cover under the terms of your policy. Your pet develops any behaviour problems or their temperament changes. For example, if they are being aggressive or attack, bite or injure a person or another animal. You've been told by the authorities or advised by a vet, behaviourist or trainer that your dog needs to wear a muzzle. You plan to use your pet for breeding, working, farm work or hunting. Anyone makes a complaint about your pet being aggressive. An incident happens involving your pet which could lead to a legal claim against you. If you don't tell us and this negatively affects our ability to handle the case, we won't be able to help. If we need to make changes to this policy. When your policy is due to renew, we can make changes to your premium, your excess, or by adding or removing cover. We will always tell you at least 28 days before your renewal date, so you can decide if your policy still meets your needs. If you need to make changes to the way you pay. If you want to change the way that you pay, please get in touch. This includes changing from annual payments to monthly payments and opting into or out of auto-renewal.
Cancelling your policy. This policy is a 12-month contract of insurance that can be paid annually or monthly. You can cancel your policy at any time by calling or writing to us. If we've paid any claims for something that took place in the policy year, you'll need to pay the full year's premium, which is shown in your schedule. Cancelling within 14 days. We'll give a full refund if you cancel this policy within 14 days of the start date. We won't be able to do this if we've paid any claims for something that took place in this period. Cancelling after 14 days. If you pay monthly for your policy, you may cancel this policy at any time. If we've paid claims for something that happened this policy year and you pay premiums monthly, you must pay the remaining premiums for the rest of the policy year. If you pay annually for your policy, you may cancel this policy at any time. If you cancel after 14 days, we'll refund you for any full months remaining, unless we've paid any claims for something that took place in the current policy year. If we've paid any claims for something that took place in this policy year, no refund will be given. If you need to claim after you've cancelled your policy. If you want to claim for something that took place before you cancelled, you must pay the remainder of your full year's premium before we'll pay your claim. We won't pay any claims for something that happens after your cancellation date. When we might cancel your policy. We will cancel your policy at any time if you don't follow the terms and conditions in this booklet or for legal reasons, such as fraud. We may cancel your policy if you don't keep up with your payments, but we'll always get in touch with you first. If we don't hear from you, we'll cancel the policy 1 month from the date we last received a payment. We may be able to reinstate the policy if you pay within 28 days of the cancellation date and your pet's health hasn't changed. If you're unable to make a payment, please get in touch with us to find out how we can help. If you move out of the UK, you must let us know and we'll cancel your policy. If we cancel your policy and we've paid any claims for this policy year, you must pay the remaining premiums for the rest of the policy year. If this happens, we won't pay any further claims.
We'll also cancel your policy if we pay any claims under Section B or C. If you only claim under Section C for advertising and reward, we'll only cancel your policy if your pet isn't found within 45 days.
As part of our ongoing commitment to provide customers with pet insurance that meets their needs, we regularly review the insurance products we offer. We may make the decision to withdraw a product or level of cover from our range. If we do this, we'll clearly explain this in your renewal pack, which will be sent to you at least 28 days before your policy is due to end. We will also provide you with information about other cover options available. How to cancel your policy? You can contact us in the following ways. By live chat on our website at www.animalfriends.co.uk. By phone on 0344 557 0300. By email at info@animalfriends.co.uk. By post to Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP47QA.
How to make a complaint. We hope you're happy with your cover and our service, but if you're unhappy about something, we'd like to try and put things right. If you want to make a complaint, you can contact Animal Friends in the following ways. By phone on 0344 557 0300. By email at complaints@animalfriends.co.uk. By post to Complaints Department, Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP47QA. If you're not happy with our response, if you're not happy with how we handled your complaint after receiving your final response letter, you can contact the Financial Ombudsman Service, FOS. The FOS is an independent complaint service that's free to use. You can find out more about them and how to complain at www.financial-ombudsman.org.uk. You can also contact them in the following ways. By phone on 0800 023 4567. By email at complaint.info@financial-ombudsman.org.uk. By post to the Financial Ombudsman Service, Exchange Tower, Harbour Exchange Square, London, E149SR. You can also choose to take your claim to court. This policy is governed by English law. All communications will be made in English. The Financial Services Compensation Scheme, FSCS. We're covered by the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, FSCS. This means that in the unlikely event we go out of business, the FSCS may be able to pay your claim. You can find out more about the FSCS at www.fscs.org.uk or by calling 0800 678 1100. How we use your personal information. When you apply for one of our policies, Animal Friends and Redstands collect and store the information you give them. This includes your name, address, and contact details. It may also include sensitive data, such as information about your health, for example, if you're claiming under Section D of this booklet. We'll always do this securely and safely and follow all relevant laws. We might share your details with other organisations if we need to, for example, if we're handling a complaint or legal liability claim. You can see the full Animal Friends privacy policy at www.animalfriends.co.uk/privacy-policy. You can see the Red Sands privacy policy at www.redsands.gi/ privacy-policy. If you want to receive more information from us, if you'd like more information about looking after your pet, charity updates, or information about new products and services, you can tell us by logging into your account. You can also email Animal Friends at info@animalfriends.co.uk. Our policy documents have been awarded the Ferro Finance Clear and Simple mark, which recognises clear design and simple language. If you have any questions about any of our policies, please call us on 0344 557 0300. Animal Friends Insurance is a trading name of Animal Friends Insurance Services Limited, registered in England, #363012, authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Financial Services Register number 307858. Registered Office, Animal Friends House, 1 The Crescent, Sunrise Way, Amesbury, Wiltshire, SP4 7QA.